Join Chinooks as they support the American Red Cross in the Hurricane Michael relief efforts. From now through Sunday, October 21st, Chinooks customers at checkout can round up their purchase to the nearest dollar with 100% of the donations going to the American Red Cross's Hurricane Michael Disaster Relief Fund. The Chinooks Roundup feature is not available at self-checkout, so customers who wish to donate should be sure to go through attended checkout lanes. See you at Chinooks.
Hi, I'm Ryan Kelly. If you've closed a loan with the Home Loan Expert team, you already know that we're the only place you call whether you're looking to refinance or buy a home. And if you haven't, you need to call us today and find out what all your friends and family are talking about. Lower rates, customized loan programs, and customer service that no one can match. We are excited to bring you the Home Loan Expert 5-Minute Loan Approval. 5-Minute Loan Approval is at thehomeloanexpert.com.
The Home Loan Expert LLC, NMLS number 1326241.
Rosalita's Cantina is St. Louis's go-to Tex-Mex, now with a new DePere location. Stop in with coworkers or clients Monday through Friday from 11 to 4 and enjoy a delicious lunch combo. Choose from 14 flavor-filled entrees, all served with rice, refried beans, and a soda. Or order the tableside guacamole and enjoy the show as your server makes fresh guacamole from scratch just for you. Visit Rosalita's Cantina at two convenient locations, 1235 Washington Avenue downtown or 12796 Manchester, just west of 270. Rosalita's Cantina, Tex-Mex. Done right.
See the USA in your Chevrolet. America's asking you to call. Drive your Chevrolet through the USA. America's the greatest land of all.
On a John Landoff is busy. I'll do the honors. Chevy, they actually have a slogan now. It's horrible. Anybody here tell me what the Chevy slogan is? Go ahead, Limey.
I have no idea.
That's how bad it is.
Find new roads.
Dan.
What?
Did I say Dan? Oh, I said no. Limey. I was going to have a game around the room, and they've ruined it.
Oh.
I was going to go around the room and include our new guy, Josh, and now you've ruined it.
Okay. Go ahead, Josh.
Listen to him. Okay. Slogan. Not, I'm sorry, or, wow, I shouldn't have done that. Okay.
Was
Find
he right?
New roads, huh?
Was he right?
Yeah, he was right.
Find new roads.
Horrible. What does that even mean?
Like dirt roads, gravel roads, or
I don't know.
Find a road.
What does it mean?
I was going to guess we deliver in 30 minutes or quicker. It's free.
No, that's somebody else. But the find new roads to me almost sounds like cut through the woods, like a Jeep kind of commercial.
Like make your own roads.
Yeah. I guess I know what it's supposed to mean. Go out and discover places you haven't found before. It's too complicated to figure out.
Chevrolet, just do it.
No, that's been done. That's taken by. Hey, Josh, you're new. Don't laugh at him. Don't laugh at much of his stuff. Okay.
They could steal Gillette's Chevy, the best a man can get.
But then it's sexist.
And you got women.
Half the cars are sold to women.
All right,
see, that's
all right,
stupid.
Yeah. All right.
Don't you feel bad?
Yeah, I feel bad now, all right?
Well,
Thank you.
You should.
God.
Chevy, it's what's for dinner.
No. That's beef.
Damn it, Tim. It's good.
Now, Tim, that was funny the first couple of times.
All right. I'm done now. You put me on timeout.
No. In 15 minutes, I could come up with a better slogan than that. I just could. What, Josh?
Where's the beef? Chevy, where's the beef?
Mm-hmm.
See. Right, nothing. Sorry.
Dan's laughing. That tells you all you need to know. Dan's laughing.
Sorry.
So, slogans aside, Chevrolet, and that's how you pronounce it, not Chevrolet. When are building in that? Chevrolet. It's Chevrolet. Wow. Well, it is. It's French. It's French. Louis Chevrolet. Did you know that? That was the guy. Did you know that? No.
Chevy. No. I'm loving it.
See, you know why it's so funny? Because now you're just doing the same thing Tim's already done, Josh tried to do. Go ahead. Just go through every slogan there is.
No, his was dumber. It wasn't like mine.
Chevy. Don't leave home without it. Chevy, go ahead.
Hey, that's
Chevy.
Like a good one. That might work. Right?
That actually wouldn't make
that
sense.
That actually works.
Chevy, finger looking good.
Chevy, ram tough.
Brother. You people are starved for laughter. Wow. Yeah, that would fly in the boardroom. You know that Dodge dropped Sam Elliott? And see, I thought Sam Elliott was for Trunks. I thought that was a great voice. They dumped him. I don't know why. But who cares? Who cares about those trucks? Who cares about any trucks but Chevy if you're AM and the PM? The answer is nobody. Nobody cares. And then if you do care about Chevy or you're interested in Chevy, you shouldn't care about any dealer but one if you're AM and the PM and truly AM and the PM and not just like a fake or wannabe. There are fake AM and the PM people. There are. They say they're AM and the PM, and then they go out and they buy some, like a Chevy from another dealer. Ooh, don't ever let us catch you if we ever find out. You are banned from any further acknowledgement from us as being part of us and being AM and the PM. So you know what to do. You go to Johnny Londoff, North County, the Washington Elizabeth exit, where they've been since 1960, coming up on their 60th year in 2020. And you start shopping. And you start test driving. And get ready for an experience you probably haven't had anywhere else. And that experience is dealing with somebody who knows how to treat you. That's what they do at Johnny Londoff Chevrolet. Prices are competitive. Selection is tremendous. You're going to like this experience a lot. So much so that your next vehicle will probably come from there. That happens a lot. And then your relatives and your neighbors, you'll tell them how great the experience was. Some of them won't believe it. They go, oh, no, I know what buying a car is like. No, thank you, unless I have to. And then they have a shop there. Johnny Londoff Chevrolet, 24/7 at Londoff.com. We all need help with technology. We do. You know, unless you're 23, you can't figure it out yourself. You need to call your kids or grandkids or neighbors' kids or have somebody like this guy, Josh Bauman, who is brought to you by Window World, the number one selling replacement window in the United States, the preferred window of the St. Louis Blues. I'm going to give you a couple of phone numbers, and if you like, during the course of this segment, you can call Josh. He seems to know what he's talking about. He's the IT director for the entire Festa School District. Has 3,000 kids and teachers and tablets and computers and stuff he has to keep running. And if you'd like to talk to him and have a question or a problem or something's driving you crazy, here we go. He'll talk first, and we'll get to your calls. 314-821-0590. Or 855-282-8255. Say hello to Josh Bauman.
Good afternoon, everybody.
Congratulations on being an official part of this fantastic team.
Happy to be here.
At least once a week.
Yeah, once a week, right.
What do we need to know right off the bat?
First, can I make a couple mistakes?
Sure.
One, I have been, this is what, my third week here now?
I think so.
And I have yet to say I'm AM and the PM.
Oh, that's wow. Good. That's good that you did that.
I apologize.
That's
all right. I apologize for that.
That's all right.
I've been here over a year. I never said it.
Oh, okay. But you come up with great slogans, Tim. I mean, that you play your part.
Thank you.
I've been here 30 years and I've never said it. So.
Well, but it's your show.
They could team up with Walmart when you care enough to drive the very best. Instead of send the very best?
That's not Walmart. That's Hallmark.
I mean, not Hallmark.
What an idiot.
That's why he's on this show and he never made it big.
Right.
Yeah, team up with Walmart when you care.
Okay. I do have one more. Londoff could do this slogan, have it your way. He could use Burger King's slogan.
All right, that's it. That's
okay.
The end.
All right.
Can I do one more?
They don't even need a slogan. They don't need a slogan. What's Ford's slogan? What is it?
Build Ford Tough.
Oh, yeah.
Is it? Is that their current slogan?
I believe it's the truck one.
Is that their current slogan or the one you remember?
Ooh, that's a good question.
Uh-huh.
I have one more for Chevy, though.
What?
Chevy, taste the rainbow.
That sounds gay. That sounds gay.
It's a slogan for Skittles.
Yeah.
Okay, but rainbow now means gay. See?
So what would you do then to taste the rainbow? I mean,
taste a gay person.
Oh, I've got one then.
Oh, sure. Well,
Chevy, you can't eat just one. if that's what it means, that slogan would be appropriate if that's what it means. Yeah.
How about they don't need a slogan? See, I don't think Chevy needs a slogan because I don't think people pay any attention to slogans. What's the current slogan for Channel 2?
You can't
all these TV stations have slogans. Nobody knows what they are.
I have no idea.
They think they need a slogan, and they don't. What's the current slogan for Wendy's? You don't know.
No idea.
What's the current slogan for Toyota?
No clue.
Yeah, there you go. Thank you. We don't need them. Don't need them. They think they need them. They don't need them. Chevy just needs to build great cars and have great dealers like Londo.
Chevy, we build great cars.
Well, that would be better than find new roads, I'll tell you that. So, Josh, hit us with whatever we need to know that's new and great.
So, we're, just 2 months away from Christmas or so? Just over 2 months away from Christmas?
Just barely over 2 months. Two months and 10 days.
So, some of the rumors about Black Friday shopping are starting to come out. Some of the rumors of the ads are starting to come out. And apparently, the big deal this year will be deals on gaming consoles. So, like Xbox, the new versions of Xbox One, mm-hmm. The Nintendo Switch. They're saying the deal with that will be a lot of store credit. The other thing that will be big this year are deals on 4K televisions. So that apparently that price is going to come down quite a bit.
But how much 4K programming, what percentage of it is 4K? It's still not even half.
Your online streaming services offer it, but it's not the default yet. To my knowledge, none of the local broadcast stuff is 4K yet. Network TV, I don't know that they have any 4K.
Folks, unless you're getting something bigger than a 65-inch TV, 1080 HD quality is great.
Yeah, and realistically, to be able to, and that's my next thing, to be able to see the difference between 1080p and 4K, you have to be like up on the TV.
Right.
So my next thing was Samsung has now released an 85-inch 8K television.
8K.
Yep.
Right. Is there any 8K programming?
In Japan. They're getting ready to start broadcasting some of their local broadcast in 8K, and apparently the Olympics in 2020 in Japan will be broadcast 8K.
I don't know how much better a screen can get. I watch TV now, and I sit there, and I do this regularly, and go, whoa, look at that picture.
Yeah. So part of the article about this TV, you had to be within 3 feet of the television to really see a difference between 4K and 8K. Right. It's just the pixels are crammed that close together. You're not going to see a difference. No. So if you have $15,000, $16,000 to spare, you can go buy yourself an 85-inch 8K television from Samsung.
Okay.
So the last thing that I had, and this is a couple subjects here. Google announced their big phone, their new phone last week, their big event. I bought one. I'm waiting for it to arrive any day now.
How big? You say big phone. Is it bigger than...
Well, the term I use big meant it's their new announcement they made. They have the regular size phone, and I think it's a 5.7-inch display. I bought the 5.7-inch display. The couple features that I'm excited about that they released with this new version, one of them was with the camera, and it's called Top Shot. I don't know how many times you've tried to take a picture of your grandson or family. You know, you get a bunch of people together and say, okay, everybody smile and look at the camera. Somebody always blinks or someone's always looking the wrong direction. They have this new feature called Top Shot where I'm not real sure how it works, but what it looks like is the camera is constantly taking pictures while you have the camera app open. So if someone blinks or looks the wrong direction, you can kind of slide the dial back.
You're going frame to frame.
Frame to frame. Essentially. And you can pick the top shot. So that's a neat feature. The other one that caught my attention was a feature.
You know what? You coughed twice.
I'm sorry. I'm not sick. I promise.
Yeah, no, be careful.
It's not that. This is a professional broadcast. We're doing.
No, you do.
You just weren't using it. I just had it installed. I had Gino, our engineer, put in an ECS on your mic, electronic cough suppressor.
Okay.
Turn it on. Just flip that. See the red? Flip that. There you go. Now cough. Anybody hear it?
No. Didn't hear anything.
Didn't hear anything.
Silent.
Okay, now it's on. That's good.
Okay.
Go usually people, when they cough, they break wind, too, a little bit.
I haven't done that.
Well, he did, mm-hmm. but the audience didn't hear it. Because I also had the EBWS, electronic break wind suppressor. Can you at will cut one?
I can try.
All right, go ahead and try. Anybody hear it?
Nope, didn't hear a thing.
No, see, they're working. Both
pretty
working.
Amazing. That was, yeah, that was.
I can try.
I mean, I might have, well, I might have to stop on the way home. Hey, but buddy, yeah.
On this show, don't ever trust your farts. Our wife's only bathroom is right across the hall.
Hang on a second. Hang on a second. We just got a text over. Is it true that these 8K TVs are $15,000?
He just said so.
Yeah. Did he?
He yeah. said so. Wow. If you have 10 yeah. or 15 grand, get an
That's
8K
ridiculous.
TV.
Well,
but it's an 85-inch 8K television.
Still, though.
Right. Well, it's not ridiculous if you have $100 million. Well, if you're okay. really rich, it's not ridiculous. That's right. nothing.
$15,000 for a TV. All right.
So one of the other features that I was pretty excited about, I constantly get telemarketer phone calls on my cell phone. My wife gets them all the time, too. Google is releasing a new feature called Call Screener, and it's exactly what it sounds like. If your phone rings and you don't recognize the number, now you'll have an option on your screen to hit the screen the call button. Google picks up, a voice picks up and says, this person is screening their phone calls with the Google service, blah, 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 blah. As the person calling you starts to speak, you see a live transcription on your screen of your phone of what the person's saying. And if you want to pick it up, you hit the button, and away you go. You can start talking to them. If you don't want to pick it up, you ignore it, and
well,
they go to voicemail.
That sounds like an awful lot of trouble to go to. Here's what I do. I say hello, and if they start jabbering about something I'm not interested in, I just hang up.
Well, sure.
Quicker.
Sure.
Quicker.
Yeah, so that's one of the other features that they're releasing. It's all pretty cool stuff. I should have my phone by the end of the week.
It's not really, I saw something on this, it's not really all that expensive.
The phone I got wasn't cheap.
I mean, it's not crazy, like over $1,000.
No, it is not.
Yeah, it's like
no, it was
cheap or something.
It was cheaper than the big iPhone, the newest version of the iPhone. Yeah. Yeah. I'm excited for that to show up.
Yeah, the other tip off is some of these people are very clever. They'll be calling from overseas, mm-hmm. but they'll show up as a 314.
Oh, yeah.
Or 636.
We've had that problem. The police department has been spoofed before in our town, and it looks like caller ID says it's the police department, and you pick up, and it's some idiot. We've had that happen quite a bit down there.
When I say hello, and the person on the other end sounds Indian, you know, what is this, Mr. Indian? Or Asian, or 99% of the time, it's a scam.
Oh, yeah.
So just let them say three words and hang up.
Yeah, my favorite's when they claim to be from the IRS and they're mm-hmm. the police are on their way mm-hmm. to arrest you. You can
mess. And the other thing people. You can do, too, is just tell them you're dead. If they ask for, is these are Joseph Bellman, please just say, I'm sorry, he just passed away a week ago. And maybe they'll just take you off of their call list. Tell them you're dead. Who cares?
A couple of things. Number one, if you answer that phone like you say you do, and then if you don't like what they're saying, you just hang up. The problem is you get placed on a he'll answer phone numbers from a strange number list, and you'll continue to get bombed.
What if you do the he's dead?
I don't know that answer.
Maybe that'll work.
But another thing that I made the mistake of doing was 2 weeks ago, I bought a domain name off of GoDaddy to start a new website for something completely unrelated to the show. And I'm getting bombed by calls from Italy, Brazil,
really?
Australia. I'm getting bombed by everybody wanting to, we would like to set you up with the IT and backing for your new website. And what are you saying? And no, I'm not. Thanks. Click. I bet I've had 70 calls.
Did you take the option to hide your contact information?
No.
Oh, yeah.
I didn't.
That's why. Because I think they charge more for that, don't they?
Yes, they do, which is why I didn't, which I wish I would have.
Yeah, so, yeah, that'd be something to do in the future.
Hmm.
So that's what I came with today.
That's it?
If there's anybody that's got calls.
Well, we're about to find out. If nobody calls, has a question, apparently Josh is out of gas. He's run out of stuff. 314-821.
Yes.
I'm sorry.
314-821-0590 or 855-282-8255. If nobody calls, we're ending it. If they do call, we'll take their calls while we wait to see if anybody wants to call. My son just moved into a house, and he had a guy come over who's one of these tech geniuses to integrate a new remote. One of those one remote fits all and get rid of five remotes. And one of the things he showed me that they did, and it's in the wall, and he tried to explain this to me. It it's more than just a repeater for the Wi-Fi signal. It's something more powerful than that. It was white and had lights at the bottom, and you wire it directly into your modem or router. What was that he was showing me?
Could have been another access point. So like in your home setup, you have
so it would be like your router is actually upstairs and there's one downstairs.
Right. Yeah. So
equal strength.
Enterprise grade type setups. Instead of having the Wi-Fi access point built into the router, each of them is an access point. It offers Wi-Fi service. It doesn't do the routing. So that may be what that is. That may be a second access point in the home, kind of like a repeater type setup.
Okay.
In bigger homes, I mean, you could do that and get some advantage out of that.
I do want to just warn people who, like me, are in the woods where there's no Spectrum Wi-Fi. There's no what other Wi-Fi do people have? AT&T, DSL, whatever.
AT&T, Uverse.
Yeah. None of that. So I got suckered in and bought into a sales pitch. This is now the third time I've tried satellite dish. Not dish or network or DirecTV. I'm talking a separate dish just for Wi-Fi. And it sucks, and I'm in a two-year contract. I can have them come take it out, and I still have to pay $15 a month for the remainder of the 2 years. And that's okay. I'd rather do that than the $220 that I'm paying for Wi-Fi. And it is nowhere near as fast as my hotspot on my phone.
$200 bucks a month?
$220 a month.
Wow.
For unlimited data. But it's as slow as a turtle.
Yeah, it's probably, 5 meg, 10 meg at the most?
Oh, they said up to 100. And I've done a speed test on it? No.
Yeah.
No. It was a complete scam. It's called Exceed. Stay away from it. Don't let anybody tell you that. HughesNet is the other one. I had it. It was horrible. I cannot understand why Charter or AT&T or somebody still hasn't come out. I sort of do because it's not a densely populated area. When you got somebody every 5 or 10 acres, then I got to run stuff out there. But boy, do I wish they would.
There are some businesses some companies that have got into the business of offering long distance Wi-Fi service. So instead of trying to hit a satellite, you're trying to hit an antenna somewhere in your general
area.
Like
WhisperNet.
WhisperNet is one.
Right.
There's one down south I can't think of the name of either. Those sometimes work better, but the issue with that is it's all about line of sight. So you know,
trees. I'm in a lot of trees.
Right. And if you're like in a valley, that can present issues as well. You got to have a tall antenna.
We do have some calls. Our first one is Marcia. Marcia, welcome to 590 The Fan. Say hello to Josh.
Hi, Josh.
Hi, Marcia.
I have a question for you.
Okay.
I actually live in Festus, and I live actually one street over from your mom and dad. But I've had DirecTV forever, and they just upgraded the equipment to wireless, and the boxes are like teeny tiny now that you can't even see the boxes. But my problem is, we'll be watching something and the just freeze. And at first it would freeze, and then 5-10 seconds later it would resume. But now it seems like it freezes and I have to like change channels and come back. And I know I can call DirecTV, but every time I've called them, it's a, you know, like 4-hour process. Well, did you try this? Did you unplug that? Did you reset this? Does anybody have any clue about wireless DirecTV? Is that an issue?
Well, I don't know that it's an issue. I mean, it can work well, but obviously you're having a problem, so it is an issue.
Is it dependent on how strong your Wi-Fi is?
Well, it depends on what that's riding on. If her DirecTV boxes are riding on their own wireless network versus what the wireless network in her house is, that may be the first thing I would try would be if you have a wireless network. You don't have one?
I don't have wireless. I don't have Wi-Fi because, that's another issue, AT&T won't come out to us either. And the only option is Charter, which was fine, but it was like $70, $80, $90 a month, and we're not there that much, so I couldn't, you know, warrant paying that. So until AT&T comes out by us, I'm wired Wi-Fi-less, I guess I want to say.
Sure. So part of the problem could be the neighborhood that you live in, the houses are not super close to each other, but they're close enough, and Wi-Fi can step on toes of other access points. So you might have a neighbor that's on the same wireless channel that your DirecTV boxes are on. What I would possibly call DirecTV and ask them to if they can change the wireless channel that those boxes are using and see if that may resolve the issue. That really without, I mean, that's going to be a stab in the dark whether or not they can do that. I mean, you could always go ask them to come back and go back to wired boxes. But I understand the mobility part of that, so being able to move them around.
Marcia, you have DirecTV and you have no dish?
You know what? There is still a dish up on the roof, but when they replaced all the boxes, they said it's wireless. They didn't take the dish down.
So there's got to be, there's got to be a main box in your house that's offering some sort of wireless service to those other kind of satellite boxes.
There's a tower behind the main TV in the living room because they did point that out. It's not huge. It's, 2 foot tall, kind of a cylinder looking.
You know,
that's the only change that I see.
That could be another option if it's behind something, solid piece of wood, piece of glass, fish aquarium, something like that. Maybe move that out a little bit so it can be seen a little bit better. That'd be worth a try.
I don't understand why do you have a dish on your roof if nothing's connected to it?
Well, that's true. I mean, we had the big boxes for years with that dish. It's just been in the last 2 weeks they made it wireless. And I know for a fact they didn't go up and remove that dish, so maybe it's...
They didn't remove it, but is everything you have connected to every TV wireless, or do you have just one box somewhere?
I have three televisions, and each of them have a small box, but they supposedly work off that tower in the living room.
No. Yeah, my guess is the cable runs from the satellite on the roof to that tower in the living room. And then it offers some sort of wireless signal to the other boxes in the house.
I hate DirecTV. Marcia, I had DirecTV forever, and I hate it. I have Dish Network now, night and day. Night and day.
I started out with Charter, and I hated their customer service so bad I got rid of them.
No.
I never did try Dish, but...
No, I've had both, and there's no comparison. Dish Network, rarely does anything go out or go bad, or do you have to call them for anything. And what they do is what I thought yours would be. It's one major DVR, a box, and then all the other little units just plug in. They're just satellite units, and they feed off the main box. That's why I was asking if you don't have a DVR somewhere, a main box that's getting a signal from that dish on your house.
I do have a DVR, and I'm assuming it's the part of that little box in the living room in that tower.
Yeah, that'd be the only way that it's working.
Well, good luck. Unfortunately, this is going to come down to you have to have somebody from DirecTV come out to your house and look at it, tell them what it's doing, and that's probably the only way you're going to get a real answer. Of course, who knows when they'll come out. And then they'll give you that window. Right. We'll be out sometime between 6 a.m. and midnight.
Yeah.
So you got to stay home and hope you don't miss them. That's the other thing. We missed them one time, and I don't know how. We were home. And they left a thing that said, sorry, we missed you. We were home.
Yeah.
And then we had to reschedule, and it was another 2 weeks later. And that's when I just said, I'm done. I got rid of DirecTV. Good luck, Marcia.
I had a Charter guy come out, look at the side of the house when we were having trouble with Internet.
Yeah.
I saw him come out, look at it, and then I saw him run down the hill and get in his truck and leave. He never touched it. I saw him run away from the house.
Wow. Well, good luck. It's never easy. It's always something. Thank you, Marcia.
Thank you.
All right. Who's next here? Guy? I think Guy is next. Guy. No? Yeah, it is. Welcome to 590 The Fan. Guy, say hello to Josh.
Hello, Josh. And I'm AM the PM.
Thank you.
Hello, Guy. What can I help you with?
I've got an Android phone, and I'm wanting to tether it to the tablet my boss gave me to do my electronic logs and stuff on, and I see the buttons on my phone for tethering, but for some reason I can't get it to tether.
So, does it you're turning on the tethering option?
Right. Yes.
Is it giving you the ID or the network name and password to try and use on your tablet?
I haven't noticed that.
Yeah, it should give you a screen with a network name and a password so that you know what network you're looking for and what password to enter on that tablet. The other thing to be concerned with is if the carrier allows you to turn on the hotspot on that phone as well. I know it used to be some carriers either charged more or didn't let that feature work at all on some packages. So that'd be the other concern that I would have.
I've got AT&T. I've got good service with them.
Yeah, it'd be worth just double checking that. But yeah, if you're not seeing that network name and that password show up, there's an option still not being turned on somewhere.
Could it be something not turned on the tablet?
No, because he should be seeing a screen on his phone that gives him the connectivity option or the connectivity information for the tablet. So he should see a screen on his phone that says, you know, network 1, 2, 3, 4, 5.
So what does he do? What should he do?
You need to go back into your tethering options and make sure that you've got that turned on, and maybe even try and set your network name if it'll allow you to do that. It should be in your tethering options.
What's the difference between tethering and hotspot?
Those are interchangeable.
Same thing?
Yeah, those are interchangeable terms.
All right.
Well, I noticed it had one option that said USB port. I guess you had to use cable for that, you know.
I've done that before where you can tether through USB. That can be kind of slow.
Yeah, you didn't want to do that anyway.
No, you're wanting to do it through the tablet, so that would have to be Wi-Fi.
Right, okay, yeah, that's what I want to do. And I'm also a member of First Community Credit Union.
Bonus. Guy, good luck. This stuff can be very aggravating. Thank you for the call.
Thank you. Appreciate it. Bye-bye.
That's a tough one. Unless you, Josh, can actually see these things. Without seeing them, it's kind of hard to know. Because if you looked at it, you're like, oh, here we go.
Well, boom. And there's different flavors of Android phones. You know, there's how many different manufacturers of different 4 or 5 different versions of operating systems. Those options change based on phone and operating system version, too.
All right, Larry's next. Larry, welcome to 590 The Fan. Say hello to Josh.
Good afternoon, Josh, and I'm AM and a PM.
Thank you, Larry.
Hey, Larry.
What do you got?
I just wondered if you just could discuss, I need to upgrade my phone, and, you know, I'm looking on the Internet and whatever, and I don't want to go through AT&T. I'm paying for 5 lines for AT&T for my family and my kids. And if you just could generally discuss best way to get the best price on a smartphone.
So there's a couple major carriers between AT&T and Sprint, T-Mobile, Verizon. There's no shame in shopping around with those different carriers and say, you know, look, hey, I've got 5 lines. What kind of deal can you make me with these lines? The first thing that I would be concerned with, though, is if you are with AT&T, making sure that you're out of contract on those 5 lines. I know I've gotten bitten before where, you know, oh, hey, Verizon's got this awesome deal right now. I'm going to switch from AT&T to Verizon, and I'm stuck in my contract for, you know, 14 more months or whatever. And to get out of it, I'd have to pay a lump sum money to get out of it. So that would be question one to me, is if you're still in contract. And then realistically, all these carriers are going to start off, they are offering unlimited data plans. Unlimited calling and text has been around forever and ever. But the new thing is this unlimited data plan. You need to watch the fine print on that, because some of the carriers, once you hit a certain certain data cap limit, they throttle you down to, you know, you name the number, 400K, 500K. It's typically less than a meg. And if you're watching a lot of video, say Netflix or YouTube, you'll notice that with your video quality, and you'll notice some buffering. Your quality will go down on the video stream. So that'd be the other big kind of fine print detail that I would be asking the carriers about. Are you going to try and upgrade the phone with the carrier, or you're going to take phones from AT&T to a new carrier?
No, what I was thinking about was going on eBay and looking at, you know,
unlocked phones.
Phones, yeah, and because my daughter just dropped hers in the ocean, and so she had to get a new one, and my wife wanted to upgrade, and my AT&T bill went up by $50 because I'm paying for those phones.
Yeah, so
AT&T don't give you a good deal on phones anymore. I mean, if you want to upgrade, it's going to be, you know, $700, $800.
Yeah, you're paying the full price of that phone now. See, it used to be the carriers were subsidizing some of that cost of those phones. Well, now they're just building that. You're paying that whole cost of that phone, but it's split up over 24 months payments. So, like, when I was talking earlier about making sure you're not in a contract, if one of those lines was recently upgraded through AT&T, you're likely, if you try and leave, you're likely going to be on the hook for whatever the balance of that new phone would be. So that's definitely something you're going to have to look at or delve into a little bit more. Does that make sense?
Yeah, I mean, I'm still in the plan, and I like the AT&T, and I'll continue to pay it, but it's, what do you think about going on eBay and looking at some of those disconnected phones, and then you can switch it over and just update it, and, you know, some of these phones are pretty cheap, some of them are refurbs and whatever.
You can definitely do that. I would venture more towards Amazon. You can buy cell phones from Amazon as well that you can catch on deal or a special price. I would lean more towards a reputable, not that eBay is not reputable, but you don't really know who you're buying for unless it's a store that has a bunch of feedback. I wouldn't buy it from just some random eBay account. So I would definitely look for something that's been rated, a reseller that's been rated relatively high, or like I said, stick toward more towards Amazon cellular phone service, not their service, but selling phones.
And I meant Amazon. I wouldn't buy it from an individual. I mean, I'm sorry, I should have said Amazon.
Yeah, but I've known several people that have purchased unlocked phones from Amazon, and it's worked out well for them. They've gotten a good deal on a cheap phone. Actually, one of the guys in my office did that not that long ago. You need to make sure that whatever phone you buy is compatible with your carrier, because sometimes Verizon phones won't work on AT&T phones and vice versa. So that is something you'd have to check out as well.
Okay. Well, thank you. You've been very helpful.
Larry, thank you. Thank you for listening. We appreciate it. Ed is next. Ed, say hello to Josh. Welcome to 590 The Fan. What do you got?
Sure. Hello, Josh.
Hey, Ed. How are you?
Fine, thank you. First off, we are AM into PM. Super. Frank, I understand you enjoy your Dish Network service.
I do.
However.
And there's always a however in life.
Yes, I'm sorry. Several months ago, we were updating our service from NTSC to HD because everybody broadcasts in HD nowadays, mostly. And here's the deal. We have one set in the living room and one in the bedroom. Living room set is TV number one. The one in the bedroom is TV number two. TV number two cannot change channels as long as TV number one is on. Why is that, and what can I do to fix it?
I had this problem years ago when I had Dish Network service. So there's a setting in your box somewhere that it thinks that your TV number one has picture-in-picture availability, or that option. So it's only allowing it to be changed from box number one. There's a setting in there that you need. It tells it more or less that those two channels or those two TVs or boxes operate independently of each other. And I wish I could tell you where exactly that setting is, but it is a setting where it turns it from they can only be operated from the primary to working independently. And
is this a Dish setting?
It is a Dish
setting.
No, it's a Dish setting inside the box. You're going to have to go into the menu of the Dish Network box itself. And if you poke around in there long enough, you'll likely find it. But yeah, it is a Dish. I'm sorry, say that again.
Or electrocute myself.
Well, open the box. No.
No.
You'll use the remote control to pull up the menus on the Dish Network box. But yeah, I do remember having that problem myself, and it was a setting inside the box that needed to be changed. It's no big deal. It's a software setting change.
And how many TVs did you say you have that you watch off Dish Network?
Two units.
Okay, then I thought there's a thing with Dish where, let's say you have a DVR and you have more than three of the little satellite units. If you have a fourth one, it won't, if you're watching it you have to watch what's on one of the other TV. But you don't have enough TVs for that to be the problem. So when he says go into the Dish settings, you do it with your Dish remote. And here's the thing. If you can't figure it out, you call Dish. I've had both, and the Dish help is so much better than trying to get DirecTV to help you. They'll ask you to be sitting in front of the TV, have the Dish remote in your hand, and they will walk you right through it.
It should be a quick phone call, because you're not the only one that's had this problem. I can guarantee that.
Well, all right. I will certainly give it a try, and I do thank you for your help.
All right.
Have a good day, and if it works, I'll let you know.
All right, thank you, Ed. Thanks for listening. We appreciate it.
Any of you guys cord cutters? Have you got? Well, Frank, you haven't. You can't get rid of your TV service.
I can't.
But Limey?
Yeah, I got rid of cable TV years ago.
Are you using one of the main?
Yeah,
services?
Hulu and Netflix.
Okay, I'm using.
No, wait, we're doing Netflix. How do you get Netflix?
I have an Xbox at home, and actually, I have a Blu-ray DVD player. And that both have like a Wi-Fi connection.
Okay, but you can't get CBS, ABC, NBC.
Yeah, well, not with Netflix.
No,
Hulu you are though, right? Mm-hmm. You're getting network.
Yeah, certain shows. But if I wanted to, you can actually because every big TV organization now has its own app that you can download and you can watch certain episodes and stuff like that for free.
Like DirecTV, Frank, their product is called Sling. It's a cord cutting service. If you subscribe to Sling, you can stream pretty much every channel that you have on Dish.
If you have really good Wi-Fi.
Yeah, if you have Wi-Fi. That's why I said it wasn't an option for you. But I'm using that's becoming more and more of a market, this cord cutting market, and that's why you're seeing all these providers come out with that service.
And people who have really good fast Wi-Fi are so lucky because so much of these, many of these products are dependent on good Wi-Fi.
Yep.
And if you've got lightning fast Wi-Fi.
Well, and that goes back to what we talked about, I think, the first time I was in here. You go to where schools now are giving kids devices, they're expecting kids to have Wi-Fi at home. So depending on the district that you're in, if you're in a district that has a lot of rural areas, that could be a huge issue. So
let's get Rich in here. Rich, welcome to 590. Say hello to Josh.
Hey, Josh, how you doing?
Good. How are you?
Good. I don't really have a tech question. It was just a real quick thing on that robocall crap you guys were talking about.
Yeah.
I've been answering those as sheriff's department.
Oh, hey. Good one.
Nice.
And I tell you what, I did it two or three times, and it's been a month now since I've had a call back from any of them. And they put me, a recording came on, and they put me on their do not call list.
That's interesting.
The trick is knowing what call coming in is one of those calls.
Because
I've gotten calls from area codes I don't recognize, and it turns out when I answered it, it was actually an important call. Maybe it was a nurse assistant of a doctor, and her phone was on some weird. It has happened where a company, for example, the travel agent that we use for this trip we're taking next year, if you call her, it's an out-of-state area code because she works for a company headquartered somewhere else. So if she were to call you with an important piece of information about your trip, and you looked at the area code and went, 823, I don't know what that is, you just missed an important call.
Yeah.
So how do you know, Rich, when they're these scam calls?
I let them start talking, and when I hear an Indian guy or an Indian woman that I don't recognize.
Okay, so you don't say hello. You just pick it up and let them talk first.
Yep, and start saying, Sheriff Department, how can I help you?
Beautiful. I love it.
And it does work.
Rich, let me ask you this. Have you received one of these calls yet? I've now had six of these where they say, is Beverly there? Have you had this yet?
Not yet. No.
I still don't get this. I had one last week. Is Beverly there?
No, I haven't got none of that.
All right, I like the Sheriff's Department idea. Thank you, Rich.
Okay, thank you.
I don't understand.
Yeah, what's that about?
I don't know, because I've done it both ways. I've when they say, it's Beverly there, I go, there's no Beverly here, and I hang up. And then I've said, yeah, this is Beverly. And then they start talking, and they start asking me about whether they're selling something or something about my bank. And then finally I have to go, you stupid moron, do I sound like my name is Beverly? I'm not Beverly. I just wanted to see what your sales pitch was. Don't call me again. I don't understand and it's always that name.
And it's always Beverly.
It's always Beverly. And I can't be the only person that has gotten these Beverly phone calls. It doesn't make sense to me.
I haven't heard that one before. That's a new one on me.
I can't figure out what the process is. Are they looking for just a random?
Probably.
And then when they get Beverly, the Beverly will think, ooh, this must be legit. They know my name.
How common of a name is Beverly? Wouldn't you go with like Sue or...
Or Tom or Debbie.
Right. And it's so weird because when you called me the other day, it said Beverly on my phone.
No, you're not. You're joking.
I'm joking.
Okay.
Josh got it.
That was good.
No, he didn't. Josh laughed at everything. Nobody got it.
Hey, I'm trying to make first impressions.
All right. I think we're finished here. Does he have a wrap-up slogan?
I don't think so.
No.
Do we just say goodbye? No, you need a wrap-up.
Well, now, Taylor used to say something like, what the heck? I'm Taylor on tech. We got to come up with one for you.
Nothing rhymes with Josh.
Well, gosh.
Yeah. Oh, my gosh. I've been Josh.
No, that's stupid.
I've never heard that before.
Josh.
I'm Josh.
Bauman.
What's your last name? Bauman?
Bauman. That's Bauman. A tough one.
Bauman.
I'm sure Dan will come up with something good.
Josh. Well, by gosh. You know what? We're going to work on it.
All right.
Just for now, just tell everybody goodbye.
Goodbye, everybody.
All right. Josh Bauman, everybody. Hey, I like that. Goodbye, everybody. Maybe we'll go with that.
How about this one? I'm Josh Bauman. Everyone on this show is dumber than me.
No, I would never say that, Tim.
He would never say that.
I would just a suggestion.
Time to say bye. I'm the tech guy. Hey, how about that?
Oh, hey, that could work.
I'm the tech guy, and it's time to say bye.
Reboot often.
What?
Reboot often.
What does
and
that
you
mean?
Killed it.
But, sorry, you killed I just it. I tell it. That solves 90% of people's problems. If you just reboot, that solves your problem.
How about this? Let's go with this. Well, time to say bye. I'm Josh the tech guy.
Okay.
Let's go with that. Go do it.
Time to say bye. I'm Josh the tech guy.
No, I need to do it with more feeling. Well, time to say bye. Time to say bye. I'm Josh the tech guy.
Oh, man.
Go ahead.
Time to say bye. I'm Josh the tech guy.
I like it.
Yeah.
Until we come up with a better one.
Time to say bye. I'm loving it. That was McDonald's.
Dan.
Oh, that was Chevy.
Time to say bye. Just do it.
Time to say bye. Eat
what
fresh.
Do I always? What do I always tell you guys? There's always the chance that somebody who could hire us to a bigger job could be listening.
But this is great.
If they hear this, they're not going to hire us.
Time to say bye. Time to find new roads.
Well, now they're not going to hire us for sure.
That didn't mean.
You don't get it. We have to move up. We have to advance. We have to get to a big fat, like FM country signal or something.
How about baseball, hot dogs, apple pie, and Josh on tech?
All right, if anybody from another station is listening, this show today is not in any way a good example of what we normally do. We actually have a pretty good show usually, so give us another shant. Give us another shant. A chance, actually, you laugh. It's a combination of a shot and a chance. You want another shot and another chance, that's called a chance. So I just, once again... know a term you guys don't know because you're stupid.
Except me, right?
Except you, Josh.
Right.
Give us another chance.
Well, I mean, what do they call that when you think you're going to pass gas, but more comes out? You what your pants?
Oh, that's a shot.
Shart.
Shart.
Shart. Got it.
It's a shart. Okay. This is a chance.
Same thing.
Nothing about them. No, it's not. Not at all.
Completely well, different. Yeah, there is another one, too.
Thank you, Dan. Josh will be back next week, and when he is, once again, he will be sponsored by, unless they heard this today, Window World, the number one selling replacement window in the United States and the preferred window of the St. Louis Blues. Josh, thank you very much.
You're welcome. Thank
I you. Think this is going to be a good fit. I think you actually know what you're talking about. And, of course, how would we know? Because we don't know much about this
I will
stuff.
Say
you could be making these answers up for all we know.
My kid proved me wrong the other night on a tech issue. So
how old is your kid?
He'll be 13 next month.
Is he listening?
He might be. He had a grudge match kickball tournament this afternoon. So.
Ooh, kickball.
That comes first.
Grudge match.
You can listen to the podcast on the app.
He will.
590 The Fan. Great app. Great way to listen live and a great way to hear what you didn't hear live. All right, it's, what do you know? It's news time. We'll have some national, we'll have some Tim Woodburn local, then we'll tell a couple of stories or look at a couple of things in the news, and then it's joke time and yet another one, even though we've been here over a year. I don't believe we've told yet. Don't go anywhere. It's 5 o'clock at 590 The Fan.
This is KM Jans, and you're listening to 590 The Fan, KFNS, Wood River, and 590thefan.com, St. Louis, the home of Budweiser.
NBC News Radio, I'm Brian Shook. A new report says Saudi Arabia will admit Washington Post columnist Jamal Khashoggi died, but it was an accident. According to CNN, the Saudi kingdom is preparing to release a statement saying Khashoggi was killed during an interrogation gone wrong. They apparently intended to abduct him and take him back to his native Saudi Arabia, but Khashoggi ended up dying in the process. The president and First Lady Melania Trump are in Georgia to view destruction from Hurricane Michael.